All right, welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're looking at the AP Computer Science Principles course.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, and I actually got my hands on the official course and exam description.
Nice.
And I got to say, I'm already kind of intrigued just skimming through it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about, like, hardcore coding.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to emphasize, like, a lot of broader skills, like critical thinking and real-world problem solving. And
I like that.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty cool how they frame it.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I find fascinating is how the College Board, like right off the bat, kind of lays out their whole educational philosophy right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
They're very clear about their commitment to, you know, evidence-based learning, open inquiry.
Right. Like they even specifically call out evolution.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that attempts to censor or challenge the teaching of evolution can, you know, stifle the intellectual freedom. It's so crucial to the AP classroom experience.
Right. They're like drawing a line in the sand.
It's like it, yeah.
This is how we do things in APU.
Exactly. And that commitment to like academic freedom, mm-hmm. it seems to extend to encouraging diverse perspectives and respectful debate in the classroom as well.
Absolutely.
I noticed they also emphasize that AP is a choice.
Yes.
Like students and parents are opting into this challenging college level curriculum.
Exactly.
It's not something that's just kind of like foisted upon them.
Right. It's designed to be rigorous and to give students a real taste of what college level work is like.
Yeah, like a real, you know, stepping stone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's actually dive into the course itself.
Okay.
And one thing that jumps out right away is this idea that computer science is for everyone.
Yes.
Not just, you know, the tech savvy, the quote unquote computer people.
Right.
They really emphasize that this course is designed to attract students with a variety of interests and backgrounds.
Absolutely. And that's a key takeaway, I think. You know, it's for problem solvers, not just computer people.
Exactly. And they back that up with a strong commitment to equity and access. Like, they're actively trying to break down barriers for underrepresented groups in computer science.
Yeah, they specifically talk about, you know, the need for programs and policies that support equitable access to computer science education.
Yeah.
And they stress the importance of ensuring that all students have the opportunity to develop a strong foundation in computer science before even entering an AP course.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, you need that solid foundation to build on.
Right.
Speaking of building, the curriculum is structured around these quote-unquote big ideas.
Yes.
Which are kind of like themes that weave through the entire year.
Uh-huh.
I love that approach.
It's a great way to make sure that everything connects.
Yeah.
And that students see the big picture.
Exactly. So how many big ideas are we talking?
So there are four big ideas, and each one kind of explores a crucial aspect of computer science.
All right, hit me with them. What's the first big idea?
The first one is creative development, and this is all about using computer science as a tool to bring creative visions to life.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses on collaborative design, solving real-world problems, and understanding the needs of users.
So it's not just about, you know, writing code in isolation.
Right.
It's about using code to create something meaningful and user-friendly.
Exactly. It's about seeing computer science as a creative endeavor, not just a technical one.
I'm sold. What's big idea number two?
Big idea number two is data.
Okay.
And this one kind of delves into how data is represented and manipulated within a computer.
Well, data is everywhere these days. So understanding how it works feels kind of essential, even beyond just the realm of computer science.
Absolutely. And this big idea kind of explores, you know, how data is compressed.
Sure.
Like, think about, you know, how streaming services use compression to reduce buffering.
Oh, yeah.
And also how it's analyzed to extract knowledge and make decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like personalized recommendations on shopping sites. That's all based on data analysis.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So data compression keeps things running smoothly. And data analysis helps tailor our experiences to our individual preferences.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What's next on the list?
Big idea number three is algorithms and programming.
Okay.
And this gets to the heart of, you know, how we tell computers what to do.
Okay, so this is where we get into like the nitty-gritty of coding, right?
Yes. This is where students learn the building blocks of programming.
Go ahead.
Variables, data types, Boolean logic, conditional statements, iteration, lists, procedures.
Wow, it's like learning the language of computers and how to give them precise instructions.
Exactly.
So are these things like separate or do they all kind of build on each other?
Well, and that's what the big idea emphasizes, is how these concepts kind of build upon each other to create increasingly complex and powerful programs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more big idea to go.
Yes.
What's the final piece of the puzzle?
So the fourth big idea is computer systems and networks.
Okay.
And this is where we kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture, how computers connect and communicate with each other.
So understanding the infrastructure that makes our digital world possible.
Exactly. And this big idea covers topics like the structure of the internet, how devices connect and share data, okay, and the concept of fault tolerance.
Fault tolerance. Now, that sounds important.
It is. Fault tolerance means that systems are designed to keep running even when parts of them fail.
Okay.
So think about how frustrating it would be if the entire internet crashed every time one server went down.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Fault tolerance helps prevent that kind of catastrophic failure.
Oh, so fault tolerance keeps our digital world running smoothly.
Yes.
I can definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got these four big ideas: creative development, data, algorithms and programming, and computer systems and networks.
Yes.
It's a pretty comprehensive overview of, like, the core concepts of computer science.
It is. And the beauty of this course is that it's not just about theory.
Yeah.
It's about hands-on learning and real-world applications.
That's what I'm excited to delve into next. Yeah. How does this course actually come to life in the classroom? Like, is it all lectures and textbooks? Or is there more to it?
Well, that's one of the things that makes AP Computer Science principles so engaging, is that it goes way beyond traditional lectures.
Okay.
They encourage a variety of, you know, interactive and collaborative approaches to learning.
Okay, now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Spill the beans. What kind of engaging activities are we talking about?
Think pair programming, where two students work together at one computer, taking turns writing code and reviewing each other's work.
Oh, I love that.
It's a fantastic way to learn from each other.
Yeah.
And to catch errors before they become big problems.
It's like having a built-in debugging buddy.
Exactly.
What other methods do they recommend?
They also encourage, like, predict and compare activities.
Okay.
Where students make predictions about what will happen when a piece of code runs, and then they get to test it out and see if they were right.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So these activities encourage collaboration and problem solving, which are essential skills in any field.
Absolutely. And they even suggest using, like, manipulatives,
okay,
physical objects to help students visualize abstract concepts.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It makes even, like, complex concepts more accessible and fun.
Exactly.
And speaking of hands-on, there's this quote-unquote create performance task.
Yes.
That sounds pretty intense. It seems like students get to build their own program from scratch.
It is. It's a multi-part project that students work on throughout the year.
Wow.
And you're right. It's all about applying everything they've learned to create a program that solves a problem or expresses a creative vision.
So it's like their own mini startup.
Exactly.
But it's not just about the final product, right?
Right.
There's a process involved.
Absolutely. The process is just as important as the final product.
Okay.
They emphasize the importance of iteration.
Yeah.
Trying things out, getting feedback, refining their ideas, and constantly improving their work.
So they're learning to embrace the process of design and development, which is such a valuable skill in any field.
Absolutely.
And even though collaboration is encouraged during the development phase,
mm-hmm,
the final submission is individual,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So they learn to work together,
yeah,
and to leverage each other's strengths, but they also learn to own their individual contributions and take pride in their own work.
Right.
And there's another important element here I think it's worth highlighting, which is ethical programming.
Yes.
Students are taught from day one to acknowledge any external code sources they use.
Absolutely.
Like, it's about giving credit where credit is due.
Right.
And building a culture of respect within the coding community.
It's about fostering a sense of integrity and responsibility from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And speaking of responsibility, maybe we should shift gears and talk about how this course prepares students for the AP exam.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because it's not just about coding, right?
From what I've seen, the exam seems to test a broader understanding of the big ideas, not just like rote coding skills.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
So the AP exam for computer science principles has two main components.
Okay.
The multiple choice section and the create performance task, which is submitted before the exam.
Okay, so let's break those down. First up, the multiple choice section. How many questions are we talking about?
There are 70 multiple choice questions, and they cover a wide range of topics, from analyzing algorithms to understanding the structure of the internet to evaluating the impact of computing on society.
So they're really testing the breadth of their knowledge.
Yes.
Not just their ability to write code.
Absolutely.
Do they give any examples of the types of questions students might encounter?
They do. For example, one sample question asks students to identify the least likely element to be found in a call center directory.
Okay.
It's about understanding how systems work, not just how to code them.
That's a great example. Yes. It shows that they're looking for critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
Right.
Not just memorization.
Right.
What about the other component of the exam, the create performance task?
So that's where students get to showcase their creativity and their ability to apply everything they've learned throughout the year.
Okay.
They design and build their own program, document their work, and submit it online through the AP Digital Portfolio.
So it's a chance for them to demonstrate their mastery of the course material in a real-world context.
Exactly.
I'm really impressed by how this course balances theoretical knowledge with hands-on experience and real-world applications.
It's a well-designed curriculum that equips students with valuable skills for the 21st century, whether they pursue a career in computer science or not.
Oh, okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
We've explored the philosophy behind AP computer science principles,
yeah.
The four foundational big ideas,
yes,
and the innovative ways this course promotes hands-on learning and real-world problem solving.
Absolutely.
This has been a fascinating deep dive so far.
Yeah, it has.
And I'm excited to continue exploring the intricacies of this course in our next episode.
Me too. So, you know, maybe we can shift gears a bit and
yeah.
talk about, like, the hands-on aspects of the course.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about the big ideas.
Uh-huh.
But how do students actually, like, learn the practical skills of computer science?
I'm really curious about the different programming languages and tools they use.
Yeah.
Is it like hardcore coding from day one?
Right.
Or do they kind of ease into it?
It's actually a blend of approaches, which makes the course more accessible to students with different levels of experience.
That makes sense.
They don't assume that everyone has like a coding background coming in.
Right. So what are some of the programming languages they mention?
So they actually list a variety of options, ranging from like visual block-based languages, like Scratch and App Inventor, which are great for beginners, to text-based languages like Python, processing, and even JavaScript.
Wow. That's quite a toolbox.
Yeah.
How do they decide which language is best for a particular class?
It really depends on the teacher's expertise, the student's interests, and the available resources.
Uh-huh.
Some schools might have a preference based on their computer labs or the other tech courses they offer.
So there's flexibility built in, which is great.
Right.
But regardless of the language they choose, what are some of the core programming concepts that students will grapple with in this course?
So one fundamental concept is variables.
Okay.
Those containers that hold data within a program.
Okay.
They'll learn about different data types,
mm-hmm.
like numbers, text, and Booleans, true or false.
Right.
And how to use operators to manipulate that data.
So it's like learning the grammar of a new language.
Yes.
But for computers.
Precisely. And they'll also dive into control flow.
Okay.
How to make decisions in a program using conditional statements.
Okay.
Like if, then, else.
Right.
And how to repeat actions using loops.
So it's not just giving the computer a set of instructions.
Right.
It's also giving it the power to make choices.
Yeah.
And repeat tasks efficiently. That opens up a lot of possibilities.
Exactly. And they don't stop at the basics.
Okay.
The course introduces more advanced concepts like lists.
Uh-huh.
Which are ordered collections of data,
right.
And functions or procedures,
right.
Which are reusable blocks of code that perform specific tasks.
So it's like creating your own shortcuts for common tasks.
Exactly.
That sounds incredibly useful.
It is.
Yeah.
Functions and procedures help make your code more organized, efficient, and easier to understand.
Okay.
And speaking of understanding,
yes.
One of the key skills emphasized in this course is code analysis.
Code analysis. So it's not just about writing code. It's also about reading and understanding code written by others.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's like learning to decipher a secret language.
Wow.
Students will learn to trace through code step by step to figure out how it works, identify potential errors, and even suggest improvements.
So it's like becoming a code detective. And I imagine that skill is incredibly valuable in the real world.
Yes.
Where programmers often collaborate and build on each other's work.
You're exactly right. And beyond the technical skills, this course is really about developing computational thinking, which is the ability to break down complex problems into smaller parts, recognize patterns, and design solutions that can be implemented by a computer.
So it's like training your brain to think like a computer scientist.
Precisely. And the great thing about computational thinking is that it's a transferable skill.
Oh.
It can be applied to all sorts of problems, not just those related to computer science.
So learning to code can actually make you a better problem solver in general.
It really can.
That's fascinating.
When you write code, you have to be incredibly precise and logical.
Yeah.
You have to anticipate all the possible scenarios and make sure your code can handle them correctly.
Right.
So it's like a mental workout.
Yeah.
That strengthens your ability to think logically and systematically.
Exactly. And that kind of discipline can be applied to any challenge.
Yeah.
Whether you're writing an essay, planning a project,
all right,
or even just figuring out the best route to get somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm convinced learning to code is good for the brain.
Yes.
But let's talk about the practical side. What kind of career paths open up for students who develop these skills?
The possibilities are truly endless. I mean, we live in a digital world.
Right.
So almost every industry needs people who understand technology and can work with data.
Yeah.
You know, web development, data science, cybersecurity, game design, animation. These are just a few examples.
It's amazing to think that learning to code could open doors to such a diverse range of fields.
And it's not just about specific job titles.
Yeah.
These skills are valuable in any career that involves problem solving, critical thinking, and working with technology.
So this course is like a launch pad for success in the 21st century.
Exactly. It's about giving students the tools they need to thrive in a world that's increasingly driven by technology and data.
Now, I remember we touched on the AP exam earlier.
Yes.
But I'd love to dig a little deeper into the written response section.
Okay.
What are students expected to write about?
So the written response section is designed to assess their understanding of the big ideas.
Okay.
In a deeper, more analytical way.
Uh-huh.
They'll be given prompts that ask them to explain concepts, analyze scenarios, or even connect their own create performance task to the broader themes of the course.
So it's not just about showing they can write code.
Right.
But also that they can think critically and articulate their ideas effectively.
Precisely. It's about demonstrating a deeper level of understanding and the ability to connect the dots between the different concepts they've learned.
I'm starting to see how all the pieces of this course fit together.
Yeah.
The big ideas, the coding skills, the focus on real-world applications, and the assessments that go beyond re-summarization.
It's all about building a comprehensive understanding of computer science principles and developing the skills to apply those principles to real-world problems.
This has been incredibly insightful. I feel like I have a much deeper understanding of AP computer science principles and the value it offers students.
That's the power of computer science. It's not just a set of technical skills.
Right.
It's a way of thinking that can change the way you approach any challenge.
Okay, so we've explored the hands-on aspects of the course, the different programming languages and tools they use, the core concepts of coding, and the importance of code analysis and computational thinking.
Yes.
We even delved into the written response section of the AP exam.
We've covered a lot of ground.
But there's one more exciting piece of this course that we need to discuss, the create performance task.
Yes.
This is where students get to put everything they've learned into practice and create something truly unique and meaningful. I'm ready to dive into that.
Me too.
Okay, so we left off talking about the create performance task.
Yes.
Which sounds like the grand finale of the AP Computer Science Principles course.
It is.
What exactly does this task entail?
Well, it's where students get to like unleash their creativity and showcase everything they've learned. They design and build their own program from scratch, tackling a problem they're passionate about.
So it's more than just a test.
Right.
It's a chance for students to become like creators and innovators.
Exactly. They're not just answering questions. They're solving problems, expressing themselves, and making their mark on the digital world.
I'm getting excited just hearing about it.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the like nuts and bolts of this performance task.
Okay, well, it's a multi-part project that unfolds throughout the year. It's not something they cram for at the last minute.
Right.
The emphasis is on process, iteration, and refinement.
So it's like a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. It encourages students to pace themselves, plan ahead, and really think through their ideas.
And the first step is choosing a topic.
Right. The first step is choosing a topic that resonates with them. It could be anything. A problem they want to solve, a game they want to create, a piece of art they want to bring to life, or a way to use technology to make a positive impact.
So they have a lot of freedom
Yes.
to explore their own interests
Uh-huh.
and find their unique voice as creators.
That's what makes the performance task so engaging.
Yeah.
It's not about following a rigid set of instructions. It's about giving students ownership over their learning and encouraging them to think outside the box.
Okay, so they've chosen a topic.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Once they have a topic, they need to brainstorm ideas and start planning their program.
Okay.
This is where those computational thinking skills come into play.
Yeah.
Breaking down the problem, identifying the key components, and designing an algorithm that will achieve their goals.
So it's like an architect drawing up blueprints before building a house.
Exactly. And just like with blueprints, there might be revisions along the way as they test out their ideas and refine their design.
I'm sensing a theme here. Process, iteration, refinement.
Oh, yes.
It's all about learning from your mistakes and constantly improving your work.
You got it. And that's one of the most valuable lessons students take away from the performance task.
Okay.
It's not about getting everything perfect on the first try. It's about embracing the journey and learning from the challenges along the way.
Okay, so they've planned out their program.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time to start coding.
You bet. This is where they get to put their coding skills to the test and write the code that will bring their vision to life.
Okay.
And remember, they can use any programming language or tool that they're comfortable with.
So it's like a blank canvas.
Yeah.
Where they can express themselves in code.
Exactly. And they're not limited to just writing code.
Oh, okay.
They can also incorporate multimedia elements like images, sounds, videos, or even data from external sources.
Wow, that's getting pretty sophisticated.
Yeah.
So it's like creating a digital masterpiece.
Right.
That combines code, art, and even data.
Precisely. And that's what makes the performance task so unique and engaging. It's a chance for students to showcase their creativity, their technical skills, and their understanding of the big ideas in a way that's both personal and meaningful.
Okay, so they've written their code, they've added all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Are they done? Is that the finish line?
Almost. There's one more crucial step. Documentation.
Documentation.
Yes.
So it's not just about making the program work.
Right.
It's also about explaining how it works.
You bet. Documentation is essential for any software project.
Right.
It helps others understand the code, makes it easier to maintain and update, and is a key part of communicating your ideas effectively.
So it's like writing the instruction manual.
Exactly.
So others can use and appreciate their creation.
Precisely. And there are different ways to document a program.
Okay.
They can add comments directly to their code. Create a separate document outlining the program's logic, or even record a video walking through their code and explaining their thinking process.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
So they're learning to be not just coders, but also communicators and technical writers.
Exactly. And these are essential skills for anyone working in tech or any field that involves collaboration and sharing technical knowledge.
Okay, so they've coded their program, they've documented it.
Uh-huh.
What happens next? Do they just submit it to the College Board for grading?
Not quite. The performance task is submitted online through the AP Digital Portfolio.
Okay.
Students upload their code, their documentation, and a video where they showcase their creation and explain their design choices.
A video.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's like a show and tell for their digital masterpiece.
Exactly. It's a chance for them to bring their work to life, share their passion, and demonstrate their understanding of the big ideas in a dynamic and engaging way.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like giving them a platform to share their work with the world.
Precisely. And that's what makes the performance task so special.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting a grade. It's about creating something meaningful, showcasing their talents, and contributing to the world of digital innovation.
This whole performance task sounds incredibly well designed.
Yeah.
It takes students on a complete journey.
It does.
From choosing a topic.
Yeah.
To showcasing their final creation.
It really does. And it embodies the spirit of the AP Computer Science Principles course.
Yeah.
Which is all about empowering students to become creators, innovators, and problem solvers in a world increasingly shaped by technology.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We've explored the philosophy behind the course. The four big ideas, the hands-on learning approach.
Yes.
The structure of the AP exam, and now this amazing performance task.
It's been a fascinating exploration.
It has.
And I think it highlights how this course is not just about preparing students for a career in computer science.
Right.
But also about equipping them with essential skills for the 21st century.
Absolutely.
Regardless of their chosen path.
It's about computational thinking, problem solving, collaboration, communication, and creativity.
Yes.
Skills that are in high demand across all industries.
Precisely. This course is like a secret weapon for success in today's world.
Yeah.
It's about giving students the tools and perspectives they need to thrive in a world that's increasingly driven by technology and data.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I have a much deeper understanding of AP computer science principles and the value it offers students.
I'm glad to hear that, and I hope our listeners feel the same way.
I'm sure they do. And if any of our listeners are intrigued and want to learn more, I encourage them to check out the full course and exam description.
Yes.
It's packed with valuable information and insights.
It's a great resource for anyone interested in exploring the world of computer science and discovering the power of computational thinking.
Well, I think we've officially covered it all. We've unpacked the philosophy, the big ideas, the hands-on learning, the AP exam, the performance task, and so much more.
We've truly gone deep.
And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive into AP computer science principles.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.